This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission has fined John Hickenlooper $2,750 for violating the state's ban on gifts while he was governor. Commissioners ruled last week that Hickenlooper accepted perks during two trips that he should have paid for. Hickenlooper is now a Democratic candidate for Senate. Colorado Mesa University is dropping the name of a former Ku Klux Klan member from one of its stadia. CPR Stina Sieg says Walter Walker was a publisher of the Daily Sentinel.
There's evidence Walker helped bring the Klan to Grand Junction in the 1920s, though he would later publicly turn against the group. CMU named it Soccer and Lacrosse Field for Walker at the request of a donor. University President Tim Foster calls this a cautionary tale. He says when a stadium or a building is named for someone,
you're conferring honor upon that person, right? And then you have to be, I think, willing to recognize when you make a mistake and or to say, no, that's really not a person we can do that with.
Foster says the decision came after a passionate conversation with students, faculty, and staff. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A police reform bill that bans chokeholds and requires body cameras is headed to the governor. It also mandates more transparency when police use force and limits using non-lethal weapons to control crowds. Governor Polis has indicated he will sign the measure. 88 in Denver and Colorado Springs, 77 for Vail, 93 in Grand Junction and Pueblo. This is CPR News.